If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
WOKV News Time, 8:41. So last night, President Biden made first remarks to the nation in prime time. It was his first address since stepping down from the 2024 race. Joining us now is Fox News' Jared Halperin. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
So the question on everyone's mind this morning is, do you ever sleep?
When's the election? We've got 104 days. So
I heard you
maybe
on,
then.
I heard you last night as we were carrying the coverage of the speech. You were there.
Well, listen, it's been an incredible privilege to get to help narrate this remarkable time in history we're having. But last night, it was hard to escape to history. This is the first time since 1968 that a president eligible for another term opted not to take it, and essentially doing so because he has not been able to unify his own party. And while President Biden did not name his predecessor by name, he certainly indicated that this was a decision reached because of concerns of his ability to beat former President Trump, right? He said that he's not going to put protecting democracy and saving democracy above personal ambition or above any title that he may have. That's a fairly extraordinary concession for somebody who's been in elected public office for more than half a century to make.
It was, and it's been interesting, too, because we've been hearing listener comments this morning and kind of saying that he looked weak, but many others saying that this was a display of strength, that the president is showing strength in trying to unify his party. And I think we're seeing that. We've got almost 40,000 people registered to vote in the 48 hours since Kamala Harris announced her candidacy, and she's setting records for fundraising. So suffice it to say that the Democratic Party is more energized than it was before?
Clearly, yes. There is an enthusiasm that had not existed previously. Now, part of that is just because there is a new name, and it's something to be excited about. Let's see how sustained that is. I think that you've seen certainly in the vice president's ability to raise just boatloads of money. I mean, she has set all kinds of fundraising records here in her opening days. That does signal a new level of energy, a new level of excitement from Democrats. But the question now will be, how does it resonate with a lot of independent voters, maybe never Trump kind of Republicans, those so-called double haters that we had talked about in polling who didn't like Biden or Trump. Where does she fall kind of on that spectrum? Clearly, she has energized the base, and that is important, right? Because we had seen that President Biden was losing support among younger voters, among Hispanic voters, among Black voters, who traditionally make up a pretty strong core there for Democrats. And you have to shore up and win that base to win elections. But you have to be able to speak to the middle as well. We have seen Harris now on a few campaign rallies try and talk about, her differences with Donald Trump, bringing up his legal issues, bringing up some of his policies. And so I think over the next few days and weeks, we'll get a sense of kind of how that's resonating now. Is it breaking through in a way that President Biden was unable to get it to break through?
And Jared, I understand that some of this is conjecture, and I hate to put you out on a limb here with some predictions, but do you think that we will hear her pick for VP nominee prior to the convention?
Yes, only because of kind of the timeline here that has been set up. The DNC Rules Committee yesterday basically set up a timeline, and it's not that different than before Biden had dropped out of the race. They were always going to try and do a virtual roll call nomination prior to their convention next month to comply with some of these ballot deadline requirements in a couple of states. And so by August 7th, the Democrats will nominate, at least through a virtual roll call, Harris as their nominee. Presumably, that would be the same time that they would do the nomination for the VP pick as well. So I think there is an expectation that Harris will make that decision, will announce that decision certainly by that time. So not so long from now, the sort of that first week in August. You know, we've seen those names. There is a short list. Sometimes short lists grow, and we'll see kind of how that process works. But boy, it is a truncated process for her. Usually campaigns have months to think about a running mate. She has days.
Right. Any predictions?
You know, I have learned over the last couple of campaigns that I am best not to be in the prediction game.
Okay.
There's been so
fair
much
enough
that has changed. But listen, I think that we do know that they are thinking a lot about kind of balancing the ticket. Obviously, picking a Democrat from kind of the more moderate centrist wing of the party. There's been a lot of talk about governors for kind of a regional balance. All of that tends to make a lot of sense. And I have not been pushed away from that thinking from a lot of the Democrats and campaign of folks that I've been talking to.
Okay. So no predictions that it'll be a senator from Arizona versus a governor?
I think the senator from Arizona has a lot of support on the Hill.
I do too.
You are seeing his profile raise. But, you know, Harris also knows the importance of, you know, Pennsylvania. And she has, for what it's worth, a pretty strong connection with the governor of North Carolina, Roy Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Jared Halperin, thank you so much. Hopefully you can get some rest today. We appreciate you.
Sure thing. Thank
you. Continue our coverage of You Decide 2024.
Get 15% off a set of Brake Mess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.